From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Afghanistan has finally declared the winner of its long-disputed presidential election. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that former finance minister Ashraf Ghani will be the country's next president.
After more than 3 months of auditing, arguing, and posturing, Afghanistan's head elections officer made the announcement.
Janabe Dr. Seb Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The announcement came just hours after Ghanaian opponent Abdullah Abdullah signed an agreement to form a government of national unity. The deal creates a new position of executive CEO who will have powers delegated by the president. It's up to Abdullah as runner-up to nominate the CEO. Cabinet and national security posts will also be divided under the accord. Ghani will succeed President Hamid Karzai, who's ruled since the fall of the Taliban. The inauguration is expected to take place in the next week. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Hundreds of thousands of people marched in New York City today, calling on world leaders to take action on climate change. That ahead of a United Nations summit in New York this week, focusing on a new global climate treaty by the end of 2015. NPR's Joel Rose was at the march. He says people came from around the country.
There's 1,400 groups that have had some part in organizing this. So you have all kinds of messages from immigration reform to anti-fracking. It's a hodgepodge of all kinds of environmental causes. But the overarching theme, the thing that I think unifies all these protesters, is they want to see some kind of concrete action on climate change. They want to see some kind of limit on greenhouse gas emissions, and they are frustrated that the science on this has been clear, they say, for a long time, and that world leaders still have not taken any significant action.
NPR's Joel Rose reporting. The New York March was one of many taking place around the world, and on Tuesday, more than 120 world leaders will convene in New York for that summit. The King Fire in Northern California has destroyed nearly three dozen structures. Preliminary figures show 10 homes and 22 outbuildings were lost in the White Meadows area. But Captain Tom Piranio, spokesman for CAL FIRE, says weather conditions are helping somewhat.
We're experiencing some light drizzle, which is obviously helping the firefighters with this higher humidity. So between resources and equipment and weather cooperating at the time, it's really a good favorable time for firefighters.
The fire about 60 miles east of Sacramento has grown to 128 square miles and is 10% contained. And smoky conditions and poor air quality from that fire forced the last-minute cancellation of the Ironman triathlon event in Lake Tahoe this morning. Some 3,000 athletes were expected to participate. The search continues in Pennsylvania for 31-year-old Eric Freen, who's being accused of shooting one state trooper dead and wounding another one. It's the ninth day of the search. This is NPR. A roadside bomb ripped through central Cairo today, killing at least two policemen and wounding at least one other person. NPR's Leila Fadel reports it's yet another sign of increased militancy in Egypt.
The blast went off outside the foreign ministry this morning, a security official said. It was planted near a tree. Bombings in Cairo are rare, but appear to be on the rise. Following the blast, security forces closed the roads around the foreign ministry and a helicopter hovered in the sky. In June, three blasts detonated outside the presidential palace, killing two policemen. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing today, but Egypt has been battling Islamist militants in the rest of Sinai Peninsula, where security forces are targeted near daily. Sometimes that violence spills over into the rest of Egypt. The nation has joined the U.S.-led coalition against the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS, but says the coalition should battle all forms of militancy, and Egypt will focus on domestic threats first. Leila Fadel, NPR News.
NASA's Maven spacecraft is set to reach Mars late tonight. That's after traveling 10 months and 442 million miles. NASA says if all goes well, the robotic explorer will enter Martian orbit for at least a year of atmospheric study, but it won't land on the planet. The $671 million Maven mission will be the first spacecraft to focus on the upper atmosphere of Mars. Scientists think that the planet's atmosphere holds clues as to how the Earth's neighbor went from being warm and wet billions of years ago to cold and dry today. In world financial markets, U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. The Dow futures contract is down 12 at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.